This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has hit the top gear, with only 11 days remaining for polling on the 23rd of this month. In West Bengal, top political leadership of all major political parties were addressing rallies across the districts. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Siliguri corridor in West Bengal is crucial for both regional and national security, and the centre is making all efforts to secure it. Addressing a public meeting at Kawakhali in West Bengal, Siliguri today, Mr. Modi alleged that the ruling Trinamool Congress TMC supports elements that once threatened to block the corridor and isolate the northeast. The Prime Minister alleged that TMC's emphasis on appeasement politics is clearly reflected in the annual budgetary allocations of the state government. Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee also addressed an election rally in Kandaghosh, Purb Bardhaman, and criticised the BJP. She said her party delivers on its promises while BJP leaders make commitments and do not follow through. In Tamil Nadu, BJP Chief Nitin Naveen is campaigning for State BJP Chief Nayanar Nagendran at Sathur in Virudhunagar district. Former MP and actor Sharad Kumar and many important leaders of the party are participating in the roadshow at Sathur. BJP, AIADMK, PMK and the NDA Alliance party men have joined the roadshow. On the other hand, DMK Chief and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin campaigned at Paramakudi this morning. He also interacted with the public. The Bharatiya Janata Party has appointed senior leader and Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan as the central observer for the election of the Legislative Party leader in Bihar. The decision was taken by the party's parliamentary board. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the time has come for the implementation of Women's Reservation Act in its true spirit, and the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections are to be conducted with a quota for women in place. In a letter to the floor leaders of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha ahead of the three-day special sittings of Parliament, Mr. Modi also asked all members to come together in one voice to pass the amendments to the Women's Reservation Law. The Women's Reservation Act will ensure an increase in the number of Lok Sabha seats to 816, of which 273 will be reserved for women. Legendary singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle passed away in Mumbai today. She was 92. Maharashtra Cultural Minister Ashish Shelar confirmed the news while speaking to media outside the hospital. She was admitted to a private hospital last evening due to a chest infection and exhaustion. Her last rites will be performed tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. President Draupadi Murmu in a social media post said that her demise has created a huge void in the world of music. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in a social media post said that Asha Bhosle's timeless voice and musical legacy will continue to resonate in the hearts of millions and inspire generations to come. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said that her extraordinary musical journey spanning decades enriched the country's cultural heritage and touched countless hearts across the world. In badminton, India's Ayush Shetty secured silver medal at the Asia Championships in Ningbo, China today. Ayush finished as runner-up after losing to China Shi Qiuqi in the final by 8-21, 10-21. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants were 146-7 in 19 overs against Gujarat Titans at the Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow when reports last came in. Earlier, Gujarat Titans won the toss and opted to field. In another match, Mumbai Indians will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.